This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami K. Sean, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session.
We're on session 156, and our topic of discussion is talking about focus. It's actually, life won't freeze. You just gotta focus. How you doing today? Are you having a great and fabulous Tuesday, or is it kind of like meh? Well, we're gonna have some up and down days. I don't believe in the glitter and unicorns and all that stuff, but I do believe in intention, and I want you to be intentional today. No matter what tries to come your way or what's being thrown your way, put a smile on your pretty face. Put a song of joy in your heart, because as long as that heart is beating, you have an opportunity to make this day work for you. So do that for me. Don't do it for me. Do it for you and all whom you love. How about that? So we're talking about life won't freeze. You just got to focus. Would you agree with me that this is just one F you wish you would get? Focus. The power of focus. Because in our everybody wants your attention generation and society, rather. Sometimes this word is just so far-fetched, but it's still possible to do. It's something that is necessary to do. So if I had to choose one elf that I'll just wish I would just get it, you know, because elves aren't cool. You know, anytime you think of an elf when it comes to the grading scale, it's like, that's fail. You know, no one wants an F. But when it comes to getting an F in one area, getting one F right, is focus for me. I have actually been wanting to talk a little bit about focus from a previous speaking engagement that I had, and I was doing a exercise with the audience or with the workshop class, and I was having them speak out their dream and their purpose of what they would like to do with this life. And when I was having them scream out, of course, it was like about 50 students in the class. And everyone was screaming it out. And I asked a question, how many people felt like they couldn't hear themselves because it was so much noise going on around them? And many people raised their hands, and I really couldn't hear myself because it was just too much going on. Recently, my niece brought it back to my mind. She was drawing or writing or doing something in her notepad. And I guess she was in a moment. She was flowing or whatever. But my daughter and my nephew were being loudly obnoxious and running around like chickens with their heads cut off. And she just yelled. My own was like, I wish y'all would stop and be quiet because I can't hear myself think. She was serious. And so, you know, we laughed. Me and my sisters, we actually laughed. And it just dawned on me. And I said, my own, this is one of the great tricks in life that you have to learn. I said, and that's focus. I said, because life will not freeze for you just because you're trying to get something done. It says, so you're just going to have to learn the power of focus. And of course, I'm sure that her five-year-old brain was not really grasping what I was saying, but I still said it. I'm very big on speaking to my daughter and my young nieces and nephews like they're my age, because I believe in seed planting. I believe in it. May not make sense right now, but one day that light bulb gonna go off. And so I just want to make sure that I'm giving you a few shots of electricity, a few shots of juice. So when the light bulb goes off, you'll have enough to make it bright enough for you to figure out what's going on your path, on your journey. So anywho, when I said that, I believe a lot of us have to get to that point, because I don't think you're any different from my niece. I'm not, you know. Have you ever had that question where it was like, I can't get this done because I have all this other stuff going on around me? And sometimes it's not like someone running around literally. Noise can be loud because you're going through something in your household financially. Noise can be something where you're fighting with your parents. Noise can be anything that is distracting. But it's not going to freeze because you have something to do. You just have to be willing to minimize the noise and focus more on what it is that you're trying to handle, the job that you're trying to get done, the goal that you're trying to reach, because life won't freeze for you, for me, for nobody. This is not red light, green light, stop. How I wish it was, because I liked that game as a kid, but it's not. When it comes to mastering, if you will, or learning the trick of how to truly focus, I think this is important, because when you are not really trying to focus in the moment, it's very easy to want to give up or to give in to your distractions. But we already know that we can't truly control the external factors, especially when they involve another party. We only can control our internal and external responses to what's going on. And our ability to focus is in our power. It's something that we can control. I was reading a blog post by Stefan Geis. I think I'm pronouncing his name right. And he said something that I thought was straight to the point, and I want to share it with you. He said, to avoid doing nothing, we must focus in the moment, which requires choice, clarity, and commitment. Saying I'm going to focus just isn't enough. And I believe that. Have you ever just said, I'm going to focus? See, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to focus. I know I have. And real quick, I start fidgeting with other stuff and checking other stuff and not focusing. I'm just going to be honest with you. And I'm sure I'm not alone. But I do believe that focus comes in the moment. You can't say I'm going to focus just strictly for, I'm just going to sit down and focus for 3 hours. Some people may can, but for the sporadic thinker that I am, I really have to go moment by moment. I really need to digest things in small incremental steps in order for me to truly follow through. And I think that's why I love so much the three C's that he gave, as far as it requires choice, clarity, and commitment. Making a choice really isn't that hard for me. Getting clear and commitment will be the steps when it comes around the areas of focus, that is. Clarity and commitment is where I really try to make sure that I spend a lot of my time. I can make the choice to say, hey, I'm focusing on this, bam. But now that I have made that choice, I have to now get clear on each step within that choice. Does that make sense? And I think for those of you who kind of may have a very scatterbrained kind of thinking process and flowing of the neurons or whatever else is in our head space, you have to make sure you get clear as well. And you have to commit to the clarity, the small incremental steps that you've made. You know, he used an example in the read that I did about going to the gym. So for instance, just saying I'm going to the gym, it seems like a very gigantic task for many people, because it's, you've already put in your head a visual, I'm going to the gym. Don't focus on the gym. Focus on the first step. Let me put on these clothes real quick. Let me get my bra. Let me get my shoes together, socks. You know, all your little stuff. Now you got that on. That's getting clarity. Now that you have that on, let me go get my water bottle. Let me go get whatever it is that you need, that you take your towel, whatever, your yoga mat, bam, got it. Now you're at the car sitting in, you get what I'm saying? Like, it sounds so remedial. I know it, right? But you got to do what you got to do. And so once you're doing that, as you're getting clarity on those incremental steps, now you're committing, because commitment is nothing but action. It's a follow through. And so just saying what you're going to do isn't enough. You have to truly take baby steps. Once again, these are for kids like me, for adults like me, you know, who need that remedial process in a lot of things. You know, I'm very cool with being Einstein in certain areas. And then on the other side, I'm like Forrest Gump. It is what it is. You know, I'm not dissing myself. I'm just being honest. Because at the end of the day, when it comes to the power of focus in a lot of areas, I can be scatterbrained. And as I told my niece, and as I told the young ladies in the workshop that I was teaching, you can speak out your dream, you can speak out your passion and all of that, but don't think that others around you aren't doing the same thing, or that they have other things going on in their lives. And just because the noise is heightened and there's a lot going on around you that can distract you, if you're really speaking out something that you desire, you must understand. Life won't freeze. You just got to focus. Time to share your 2 to 5 cents about the podcast. Head on over to AniJohnson.com/S156. Tell me your thoughts. This is our season of focusing. Please share this podcast with one of your friends on your social media platforms, and leave me a review on social, on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. Let me know what you think and how I can better serve you. I would truly appreciate it, and it would help me out a lot. Until we talk again, know that I love you. Have a great day, guys. I'm out of here.